This is a download from the BBC. Good evening. Tonight, who knows best when it comes to travelling safely? We'll be hearing from a totally blind listener whose recent experience on the railway raises a number of issues about rights and responsibilities. And still with travel, a bicycle made for two, made affordable, a way for more visually impaired people to take to the tandem. But first, getting around when you're blind or partially sighted is not an exact science, whether you use a cane like me. About that. Let us know. You could, on the other hand, simply take to the tandem. After all, everyone seems to be getting on their bikes these days. Sport England reports over 2 million adults in the UK cycle at least once a week, making it Britain's third most popular participation sport, behind swimming and athletics. And tandem riding isn't a new way for us to join in the fun. But it's not cheap either. Tandems usually cost several times the price of a solo bike. So how can you get started? Keen rider Dave Williams got on his bike for us to find out about one organisation which is helping blind and partially sighted people to get rolling.
Yeah, nice on the downhills, not too good on the hills though.
Harder on the climbs, easier on the descents.
Definitely.
Colin is about to go cycling. He's borrowed a tandem bike from his local blind association and persuaded his mate Ben to go on the front.
We get people often asking if it's twice as hard. We'll say no. Well, it can be, but it can also be twice as easy as well.
Getting started with cycling isn't always straightforward for blind and partially sighted people. Take Joel Young in Oxford.
I see myself as quite a sporty person, and I wanted to find something that I could do at the same level as everyone else, regardless of, you know, having sight loss or not. I obviously realised that I couldn't go out cycling on my own because it would be too dangerous to cycle, given my visual impairment. And I wanted to find something that I could also do with my girlfriend, now my wife at the time, that we could do together. And tandem riding seemed the best fit for that.
I asked Joel why he couldn't just buy himself a tandem.
We looked into it and they were very expensive, and we didn't know how we'd find it, really.
Undeterred, Joel went online and found Charlotte's Tandems, a national charity who lend tandems to people with any disability. Alex Reeves, founder and trustee of Charlotte's Tandems, explains.
We've got helpers all around the country which lend out our tandems to people, and probably about maybe a quarter or a third of all our borrowers have been people with visual impairments or blindness.
Who gets on first, Colin?
I'm on.
Jumps on, gets himself set up. Then I jump over, hold the brakes on. Right. Colin gets the pedals ready.
I'm ready.
And then right foot down.
Yep,
let's go.
It's just a really lovely feeling to be speeding along, to be in the fresh air, not feel sort of inhibited by your environment, really.
My sister Catherine there, who recently rediscovered her own love of cycling with a bit of help from Charlotte's Tandems. You can borrow a tandem for at least 2 months and cycle it as much as you want.
Most of our borrowers come and collect the tandems from us, although some of our helpers will help deliver. We can lend out helmets to people if you want to borrow one. Also high-vis jackets, so then people can see you from a distance. What we ask is that the borrower maintains the bike, so that then when you return it to us, the next people can borrow it straight away and have just as much fun.
So now Catherine and Joel have had a taste at tandem riding. What do they think about cycling in the future?
I'd be really keen to do more. I need to find more people to go on the front with me. I mean, my friend is really enthusiastic and she'll fit it in when she can, but we're both really, really busy, so we just need to find a few more people. But I would look at buying one, I think, now I've tried it out.
Look into your local cycling club, see if they have any pilots that would be happy to or willing to cycle with you. And then if you enjoy it, you know, look into buying a tandem. And there's plenty of second-hand tandems on the internet.
When you contact us, then I will put you in touch with one of our helpers around the country, who can then find out some details from you about how tall you are and any particular need that you have. And then we can match up a tandem and then hopefully you can get riding.
I think you need to get those brakes sorted.
That report was from Dave Williams, and if you want to know more about this, or indeed if you want to contribute to our debate about independent travelling, you can contact our action line for 24 hours after tonight's programme. The number 0800 044 044. You can email in touch at bbc.co.uk or go to our website, from where you can also download tonight's programme and arrange to receive subsequent editions. That's it from me, Peter White, producer Lee Kumutat, and the team. Goodbye.